If a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he's driving along, what would you say he was doing?
Pulling a load of wood.
If there was a log across the road, you might, and you're driving along, you had to get out of the way, you might have to tie a rope to it and
pull it.
If you had something like a croaker bag and it were full of, if it were full of bricks or something, and you couldn't pick it up, but you could move it, what would you say you were doing?
Drag it.
You might say, it was hard getting those bricks over here yesterday. I had to, but I blanked them all the way over here.
Drug them.
What would you use to break the ground with in the spring?
A turning plow.
Would you have different kinds of plows?
For breaking land?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the old turning plow, you know, is the one they turn it over with, they...
Mm-hmm.
What you call it, a tiller? Mm-hmm. They use some tillers in rough land. Got a lot of roots.
What would the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
What would you call a X-shaped frame? You might lay a log across to chop it. Or if you're doing some carpentry work.
A saw horse.
Would you ever hear that called anything else at all?
Or a bench.
Excuse me. You might straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
You would sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What would you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
If you have, sometimes you have a pen like this, and it might have a place you can take it apart right there. And what would you call that? If you were going to put in a, you'd say, it ran out of ink, so I had to put in a new...
Refill.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the refill? Would you call it an ink?
Ink.
Uh-huh. Would you ever, you might say they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank.
Shells, cartridges, bullets.
Did you ever use a plank laid over a trestle like this for children to play on so it would go like that and they could, they might have these on playgrounds.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
A seesaw.
What would you say they were doing if they were going up and down on it? You might say those kids are...
Seesawing, I guess.
Did you ever have a plank that might be anchored in the middle to a post and you put a board across it and children can fly around on it like that? What would you call that?
I don't know.
If you tied a long rope to a tree limb, put a seat on it so that children could go back and forth, you might be making a...
Swing.
Did you ever use coal at all?
Mm-hmm. No.
If you have a small vehicle to carry bricks and other heavy things with a little wheel in the front of it, and you pick it up like that, what would you call it?
Wheel bar.
What would you sharpen a scythe on?
A what?
A scythe or a knife or something like that.
Whip rock.
What would you call one if it turns around?
Oh, sharpening stone, soapstone.